Alrighty now, deep stretch of Vikings game plan. It's the Vikings and the Buccaneers. This is Verizon's winning formula, where we try to put together the best routes of attack for the Vikings to beat the adversary. In the case of tonight's game, it's the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. This is Mike Wobshall from Vikings.com. Winning formula number one, Vikings defense versus Josh Freeman and the Buccaneers offense.
Let's stick with what works. Last week against Arizona, the Vikings didn't call any blitzes or pressures. They rushed with four, dropped seven in pass coverage. It worked. We shut Larry Fitzgerald down. We got to John Skelton seven times. Six of those seven sacks came from the defensive line. So if the Vikings defense can duplicate that formula, they're going to have success against Josh Freeman. He's a low percentage passer with high yardage and high touchdowns the last 2 weeks. I think if you drop seven, his percentage stays low and he'll throw you the ball.
Three sacks last week from our game plan guest earlier in the show, Brian Robinson. Hopefully he can add another three this week against Josh Freeman. Now the Vikings offense, in search of more consistency in the passing game, very powerful in the running game against Arizona. What's the winning formula for our offense versus their defense?
This is a good running defense, but I don't have any concerns about us being able to run the ball. For me, the winning formula is to fix the passing offense. We need Christian Ponder to come back with a good game. Now, this is an opportunity for Christian Ponder to do that. This Tampa Bay secondary is third worst in yards allowed, and they're third worst in completions of 20-plus yards allowed, and they're worst in the NFL in first down passing defense. So there's going to be some opportunities here for Christian Ponder to bounce back. Speaking of bouncing back, we've seen him do that. Remember, he threw two interceptions to the Tennessee Titans in the middle of that game in week five, comes back in the second half with two touchdown passes. So we know Christian can be resilient. We need him to be that today.
Could be a great, great evening for Christian Ponder. Aqib Talib, Tampa's best corner, he's suspended, so it's an opportunity for Christian to get down the field, as Mike just said. Now, finally, with special teams, our rookie kicker, Blair Walsh, absolutely establishing himself as maybe the best kickoff specialist in the NFL. He has 27 touchbacks. That's number one in the NFL into the week. Blair Walsh, Percy Harvin, Chris Cluey, Marcus Sherrills, Colin Leffler. What are the keys?
It's penalties. I mean, how much of a bummer was it? I'm doing the chat for Vikings.com in the booth. You call the Percy Harvin touchdown on the opening kickoff, comes back for a penalty. Yeah. So I think you got to stay away from those. I think we had three special teams penalties last week against Arizona. You got to eliminate those because special teams is where you win the field position battle. Penalties, take away from that.
The Verizon winning formula, hopefully it leads us to 6-2. For everybody at the Vikings Entertainment Network and all of us with Vikings Game Plan, I'm Paul Allen. Thanks for watching.